For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. Memphis investigative reporter Mark Paraskia has been immersed these days in the complicated and often secretive world of police excessive force investigations. When a citizen complains that they've been treated roughly or brutalized by officers, the Memphis Police Department conducts an internal investigation. What Paraskia found was that repeated cases of severe brutality were never sent to local prosecutors. Because of this, District Attorney Amy Wyrick has recently asked that all confirmed cases of excessive use of force by MPD officers be handed over to her office for further examination. Mark Paraskia is also director of the Institute for Public Service Reporting at the University of Memphis. He joins us today. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Christopher.
Well, Mark, first of all, your investigation prompted prosecutors to ask to see these files. Can you tell us an example of one case that should have been handed up to prosecutors?
First of all, it's important to note that several of these cases that we focused on appear to be almost acts of torture. There are cases where suspects or detainees were restrained in handcuffs and either severely beaten or electroshocked with a taser or otherwise brutalized. One case that stands out is this 2019 case last year of a mentally ill man who he was restrained in handcuffs and he was put in the back seat of a police car. And when he became unruly, kicking the door, an officer verbally abused him. And then the whole thing on body cam repeatedly sprays him in the face with a chemical agent, a variety of pepper spray.
I think a number of people here in Memphis saw that body cam footage. Why wasn't that case handed up to prosecutors?
In this case, the officer resigned before they could even discipline him, but it wasn't sent to prosecutors because MPD contends they have no system for sending these cases to prosecutors.
Mark, here's Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland last month on WKNO's Behind the Headlines responding to this proposal to forward these excessive use of force complaints up to prosecutors.
I do want to point out the fact that it's my understanding that any of the alleged victims in those incidents could go directly to the DA now and ask that charges be brought. So this isn't the only way the charges should be brought. But in the interest of transparency and accountability, we are looking at that topic.
So Mark, after you started writing a series of these stories, have they made any changes in protocol to help people know that they have rights, that they have the ability to file these complaints?
Well, they have. We found out in the course of this investigation that sometime around August, MPD began handing complainants these written forms. And in it, the complainant must acknowledge that they've been orally advised that they have a right to pursue a criminal charge against an officer in addition to pursuing an administrative investigation, which is what MPD has been doing all along. But it does seem like quite a stretch for the average person to think of launching their own criminal investigation. You know, it seems it's intimidating enough for many citizens just to come forward and make that allegation. And arguably, you're asking a lot of a citizen to then, you know, think of it on their own and go forward with their own criminal investigation.
A few months ago, you aired a story here on WKNO about how difficult it's been to get records from MPD. Is that still the case? And what does the public need to know about?
It very much is the case, Christopher. Still to this day, it's been a very, very frustrating experience. And part of it is just the nature of it, that there's so much demand for public information now that there's a long line to get it. And so there's this natural wait. But also, the police do seem to be dragging their heels oftentimes on these matters. And for example, we've identified in police reports that they report that they had 213 complaints of excessive force between 2015 and 2019. So far, 5 or 6 months into this, they've released 130 of those. We still don't have 83 of them. And that's been after repeated demands and inquiries to their attorneys. Where is this information? How can we get it? It's a long, involved process to get this information. And then not only that, if you want the further evidence of a case, the body cam footage, the video of it, it takes even longer. You know, some of it, I think, is by design. The city could certainly be much more straightforward in releasing this information, particularly since there's such a high public interest in this very important issue. But, you know, they say that, you know, they've got an archaic system and that they've got to follow the law. And that includes redacting video and written records for privacy concerns and whatnot. So, I mean, there is some legitimacy to the delay, but it's very frustrating and it's not in the public interest, in my view.
Mark Paraskia is the director of the Institute for Public Service Reporting at the University of Memphis. Thanks again.
Well, thank you, Christopher.
This is WKNO News.